Welcome to Closer to Christ, the sermon podcast from St. Paul's Lutheran Church and the Bridge in Muskego, Wisconsin. You can learn more about our ministries at stpaulmuskego.org. And now for this week's message.
May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Since our sermon text serves as the gospel for the day, I would ask you to stand in respect for Jesus' words. John chapter 15, verses 1 through 8. In your pew Bible, this is on page 1081. John chapter 15, beginning with verse 1, and Jesus is speaking here. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit. Well, every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. We pray. As I pray, dear Jesus, hear me. Let your words in me take root. May your Spirit e'er be near me, that I bear abundant fruit. May I daily sing your praise, from my heart glad anthems raise, till my highest praise is given, in the endless joy of heaven. Amen. You may be seated. Now that spring is here and the weather is warming up, wasn't yesterday before the storms last night a great day? There are those of us who are just itching to get outside and get our fingers and our hands down in the soil to plant our flowers and our vegetables. The area nurseries and garden centers are bustling with activity. Up on the screens, I've got a couple pictures I'd like to call to your attention. I'll go back to this when I have my announcements later. But up in the left-hand corner, that's Shady Acres, formerly run by one of our members, Robert Garby. Now his son, Jim, and his wife, Michelle, run that perennial nursery. Over on the right is Sunny Slope Gardens, north of here on Sunny Slope. And right in the middle is Pastor Keel's garden. That's what I see every morning when I look out the back windows in the spring. But again, I'll come back to that later. Some of you may even be brave enough to try your hand at planting grapevines. Those of you who have traveled to Michigan along Interstate 94 know that there are all kinds of billboards that are advertising vineyards and wineries along the way. Back in Jesus' day, growing grapes was an important industry in the land of Palestine. In fact, it was vital to Israel's economy. In fact, it was so common that pretty much everybody knew something about growing and tending grapevines. So it shouldn't surprise us that Jesus uses this picture of the vine and its branches to describe you and me in our relationship to him and to the Heavenly Father. This morning we're going to look at that picture that Jesus paints and see how and where we fit into it. We're going to learn that one of the realities of the resurrection is that those who live in the risen and living Lord Jesus produce the fruits of faith. It's just what they do. And so this morning I have this question for you. What kind of a branch are you? Are you a throwaway branch? Are you a pruned branch? or are you a fruitful branch? Jesus begins by saying, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. Pretty simple story, isn't it? Jesus is the main vine in the vineyard. His heavenly Father is the gardener, and you and I are the various branches on the vine. Speaking of his heavenly Father as the gardener, Jesus says, he cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit. And then Jesus expands on this a little bit later in our text when he says, if you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. When a gardener walks through his vineyard and sees branches that have stopped bearing fruit, he lops them off and throws them into a pile to be burned. Remember, Jesus is painting a picture of people here. There are those who at one time or another in their lives believed in Jesus, they belonged to him, but then something happened. For one reason or another, they stopped listening to God, the Heavenly Father. They stopped loving his Son, Jesus Christ. They stopped living and talking in Christ-like ways. In short, they stopped producing the fruits of faith in their lives. How did this happen? Jesus gives us the answer when he says, if you do not remain in me. Do you hear that? Jesus is saying that if we don't stay connected to him, if we don't remain in him, the vine, eventually we'll lose our faith and fall away. We'll stop bearing the fruits of faith because there is no faith. We become a branch to be tossed away. At the time of World War II, in a float in the annual Tournament of Roses parade on New Year's Day, the parade suddenly came to a halt. It sputtered and quit because a float had run out of gas. The truck pulling this float had run out of gas. And all the people and floats and bands behind this float came to a stop. The amazing thing was that the theme for the parade was Be Prepared, and the float's sponsor was the Standard Oil Company, now known as Chevron. The float's organizers had done everything well, but they had neglected to use their company's vast resources of oil to be prepared. The truck ran out of gas. Doesn't that happen to us? Don't we at times run out of gas? We foolishly neglect the care of our souls. We break down, we stop producing the fruits of faith, and in many cases start acting like the unbelievers around us. Why? We've abandoned the one thing needful. We think that we can get along just fine without what God gives us in his word to keep our faith active and alive, namely his word and the sacraments of baptism and communion. We stop producing the fruits of faith because we don't have any faith. If this is our reality, Jesus says that on the last day, God, the Heavenly Father, the gardener, will pick us up and throw us into the fire. My friends, have you been disconnected from the vine, a throwaway branch? How good it is to know that we can go to Jesus, repent of our sins of neglect and laziness, and hear his assurance that those sins are forgiven. If there's one message that comes through all of Scripture loud and clear, it is this: God forgives sin. In our text this morning, Jesus puts it this way: you are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. You and I are clean. We are forgiven because of the words Jesus has spoken to us. What do those words tell us? They tell us that Jesus lived and suffered and died for our sins and then rose again on Easter Sunday for our justification before God. This is how Jesus cleanses us from our sin. But just because we're forgiven doesn't mean that our life will be easy and carefree. Jesus says, He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, He prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. A good gardener prunes the branches on the grapevine. He cuts off those that are dead. They're not producing fruit anymore because they're susceptible to disease and bugs. And he trims back the healthy ones as well. All this cutting seems so extreme, so drastic, but the gardener does this only because he wants the branches to reach their full potential. Even though the branches and the vine may look dead, later on, they produce a crop of fruit only because the gardener did all of that cutting. That's what God does to you and me. God prunes us. He trims us back. He cuts into our life and removes the things that we might not want removed, but they're unhealthy for us. They work against our faith and our salvation. And sometimes it seems so unnecessary, so extreme, so drastic that we find ourselves crying out, "Why are you doing this to me, God?" And do you know how God answers? Because I love you. I'm pruning you out of love for your good. I want you to reach your full potential as my child. I want you to produce a copious crop of grapes. I always find it interesting and helpful to see how many different scriptural writers say the same thing in a different way. The Apostle Peter, in his first letter, talks about the certainty of our salvation in Christ Jesus. And then he goes on to say, "In all this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, of greater worth may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed." My friends, what does God need to prune from your life? What looks good on the outside, but does absolutely nothing to help you love and live for Jesus? What gets in the way of your producing the fruits of faith? Or maybe better yet, if you were going to be pruned today, right now, what would go and what would stay? Jesus wants us to know that God's purpose for us is that we live as fruitful branches on the vine. Jesus says, "This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples." We live fruitful lives when we do those things that God wants us to do, not what the world around us is doing. We call them good works. Good works primarily involve how we treat others at home, in the family, at school, at work, on the job, our friends, possibly even our enemies. How can we love them in Christ? How can we serve them in Christ? How can we witness for Christ to them? How can we make a difference in their lives for Christ? "This is to my Father's glory," Jesus says, "that you bear much fruit." Isn't that what you want? Isn't that what I want, to be even more fruitful? And how does that happen? How do we grow in our faith, in our producing of more good works? That's the message that comes through this text loud and clear this morning. It happens when we stay connected to the vine. Jesus says, "Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing." If you're a counter, you'll notice that 5 different times in these 2 verses, Jesus uses the word remain. 8 times in the entire text. It's only when we remain in Jesus, when we stay connected to him through his word and sacraments, that will produce the fruits of faith in our life. Each morning at the school, one of the faculty members leads a devotion for the entire faculty, and Pastor Panisky and I often attend those devotions. And this past week, one of the teachers shared a story that had to do with this text. It's of a renowned religious personality who's sitting all by himself on a stool in the middle of the stage. He's agreed to be interviewed for his Christian beliefs. The crowd before him is hostile, and his host is intimidating. The interview is almost over when the host shoots one final question at this guy. "Do you mean to tell me that if a guy goes running into a burning building and saves the people in it, and he's not a Christian, that's not pleasing to God?" "That's right," came the answer. The crowd was aghast. They booed and jeered, and the host laughed at this man's answer. As unpopular as that answer was, it's precisely what Jesus is saying in this text today. "Apart from me, you can do nothing." Apart from Jesus, there's no good. Apart from Jesus, there's no salvation. Apart from Jesus, there's no peace with God. Apart from Jesus, there are no works pleasing in God's sight. Apart from Jesus, there is only sin. The Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. It's Jesus who provides the power we need to produce good works. It's Jesus who provides the power we need in his word and sacraments to produce good works. Paul the Apostle once said, "I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes." It's in the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, that we find the life-giving and fruit-producing message that can be summed up with these 3 short sentences: Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. And so we end up where we began this morning. What kind of branch are we? If we're honest in answering that question, don't we have to say all 3? Sometimes throw away, sometimes pruned, sometimes fruitful. We repent for those times when we've been throwaway branches, and we thank God that in Jesus we're forgiven. As hard as it is, we thank God that he prunes us, because we know he's doing it out of love for our good. And we thank God for all the fruits that he does produce in our lives. May the Holy Spirit keep us connected to the vine, our risen and living Savior Jesus. May he richly bless us as we live out our lives in this resurrection reality It is the living Lord who produces the fruits of faith in our lives. To him be the glory. Amen. Now the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for joining us on the Closer to Christ Sermon Podcast from St. Paul's Lutheran Church and The Bridge in Muskego, Wisconsin. Closer to Christ podcasts are from our current sermon series and are released every Monday morning. For live stream services and other ministry information, please visit us online at stpaulmuskego.org.